up. It's Breakfast Food with Leisha Jones, thanks to Hubbard's Granola.
Morning, Alicia. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I am glad to hear that. Sun is shining and we're about to talk about...
curry.
Yum.
Such a good topic.
Yeah, I think it's up there for me as my favourite food.
What?
You know,
so
people,
broad, though.
Yeah, it is broad. You know, people talk about their death row meal, what they would eat.
Oh, yeah.
I think I would go with spicy curry and like a really flaky roti and a cold beer.
Okay, but I'm feeling like that's vague. What kind of curry?
I'm partial to a Malaysian curry.
Okay.
I really like that style of curry.
Key component to a Malaysian curry?
They use like a lot of fresh curry leaves and they're kind of a bit more aromatic than they are spicy.
Okay.
That'd be like peanutty?
Not peanutty.
Okay.
Some of them are, but yeah, just a little bit more like ginger, lemongrass, that kind of thing.
Yum. Quite light.
Yeah. But I'm going to be talking mainly about Indian curry today. We will talk about Malaysian curry a little bit.
We will touch
Yum.
On it.
Yeah. So if you are talking Indian curry, Sandringham is where you want to go in Auckland for all your curry needs. There's a lot of good places to eat there, but also if you want to shop for spices for cooking at home. If you're going to buy stock your spice cabinet, it's so much cheaper to do it there. There's two Indian grocers there. And, you know, if you bought a small packet of spices at the supermarket or at, you know, a fancy faro or something, it would be probably three times the price.
That's crazy.
They've got, like, bulk bins of spices there.
Yeah.
And for cooking curry at home, you want to buy whole spices because if you buy... you know, powdered or ground cumin.
Yeah.
It actually only keeps in your cupboard fresh for like 3 weeks. And if
think
about that's what they say, you know, like I'm sure you've had, you know, a packet in your cupboard for two years or so.
We like munch through cumin in our flat. That's the one that gets really regularly replaced. Everything else, I think we've got basil that's been in there for maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
It's awful.
So anything that's ground, any spices that are ground, once they've been ground, they really start to lose their, you know, their potency really quickly. But whole spices will keep a lot longer. So, and then you toast them in a dry frying pan to wake them up, kind of, and that will make them fresh again. So grinding them at home is better to do.
And then what would you, a mortar and pestle, a grinder?
Either or. I have a little thing, it's called the Mini Whiz. It's like a countertop kind of blender that's about, you know, just sort of the size of a large coffee tea mug, kind of.
Yeah.
And that works really well. You can use a coffee grinder, like an old, you can buy a little countertop coffee grinder.
Yeah.
You can use that.
My mum has one of those.
Yeah, or they do sell spice grinders specifically as well.
And you push the top down and then it starts.
Yeah, yeah.
But then if the lid's not on, it won't start, so there's no danger for your fingers.
They also have ones that have
health
like a
safety.
Rip cord that you can kind of just like pull. Yeah.
Oh, like Beyblades.
Yeah. Like
but yeah, mortar and pestle is the traditional way to do it, if you want to go that way. Also in Sandringham you can get fresh curry leaves. You can also buy them at Fruit World. A lot of the Fruit Worlds have them. And for me, adding curry leaves to your curry is like such a good way to make it taste really authentic.
Do you have to wake them up too?
You fry them in oil normally at the beginning of the curry when you're making it. They're like $1.99 for a big packet of them and you can freeze them easily.
Oh, okay. So I was going to say, how do you make those last?
Yeah,
you just
only use a couple in a pot of curry, a couple of stems, and then you can freeze the rest and then they go fine in your curry. And also there's this brand called Spice and Easy. They sell these little...
Oh, I've seen these!
Yeah, they're like a little cardboard packet and they have all the spices for one particular curry in them. But
okay, right.
And like
just,
the portions,
It's the exact, portion that you'd need for that curry. So that means you're not going to have... Because sometimes you look at a recipe for curry and it can be quite daunting with that whole list of spices. And
totally.
Oh, I have to go out and buy like, you know, 12 different spices. So if you buy these little packets from Spice and Easy, you've got the exact amount of cumin.
Where do you find those? Are they in the supermarket?
Fruit World again,
Fruit World.
Fruit World is a great place to shop for curry.
Yeah, I've seen them at real random, like little superettes and stuff sometimes.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, they have them at some supermarkets too.
Yeah.
So then you're not going to have, you know, a whole packet of cloves sitting around when you only needed two cloves.
Yeah,
so those are great. Back to Malaysian curry. I recently wrote the latest Stone Soup magazine has a story that I wrote about Bunga Raya restaurant in Newlyn.
Oh, okay.
And they do this fish head curry, which is you have to order it a day in advance because he orders in the snapper that's the specific size. He orders in a 2 to 3 kilo one and it comes with the whole head and a bit of the body attached.
Oh, yeah.
And he deep fries it first to stop it from falling apart when he cooks the curry. And then it's, yeah, you have to take a group of...
So you have to, like, hit him up a day before and be like, hey, I'm just going to let you know I'm coming for the fish curry.
Yeah, and the fish head curry, yeah. Mint. You call them and you order it. And you have to go with a group of... I would go with a group of about six people because it is quite big. And it comes with eggplant and okra and all those flavours I was talking about
before. What a top tip.
What's the name of that place again?
Bungaraya.
Bungaraya.
And all the Malaysian dishes they do there are amazing. Beef rendang and they do like coconut rice and
love sambal coconut squid. Rice. So simple but so great.
And it's BYO, you can take your own beers.
Beers even?
Yeah, you can take your own beers.
That sounds like a very good time all round. Someone said Oh Calcutta and Parnell is untouchable.
Yes, that's really old school. I went there a few years ago and it's kind of like got that kind of old worldy Indian charm, if you know what I mean. Like all the curries come out in like a silver
bowl.
And it's quite fancy. They have like white tablecloths and stuff. So
have you got any other hot picks for curry places people could go to?
Paradise in Sandringham is really popular. I've never been to their buffet restaurant, but I kind of want to go. Yeah. I think it's a great, because when you order a curry from there, that's quite big, and so you can only commit to one or two. But if you went to the buffet, you could really...
So the buffet is you pay $20 and it's all you can eat curry for 1 hour. I think you have 1 hour and that's it. You can just eat as much as you can for $20.
There's also a place in Sandringham called Seven Siri Tastes of Sri Lanka, and they do Sri Lankan curry. And there's a thing you can get there called lump rice, which comes wrapped in a banana leaf.
Yep.
And it's got rice in the middle and then like a few different curries all around it. And like I think a boiled egg and like a bit of chicken, and then they wrap it up.
Tess
in
is losing
leaf.
Her mind.
That just sounds mean.
Yeah. So that's really good too.
Fantastic.
Ooh. Yeah.
All right. Curries all around. That's what I feel like having for dinner now, I reckon. Thanks, Alicia.
You're welcome.
We'll see you next week.
Anyone for seconds? Breakfast Food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Hubbard's Granola.